6 Harsh Truths No One Tells You About Getting an Ex Back by Max Jenker. So below are 6 simple yet harsh truths about getting an ex back that no one tells you about. For the most part, because they don't sell. Everyone will buy How to Get Your Ex Back products from the person who tells them how they should get their ex back and how easy it is, especially with their system or whatever. Rarely will anyone buy from the person who tells them the opposite. Well, fuck you. I'm the latter person. Number 1. The odds of getting your ex back are low, and staying together even lower on average. I mean, if there was a tried and true way to get an ex back, we as a society would have A. figured it out a long time ago, and B. breakups would be wiped out. The world would be flooded with happily committed and married couples, and I'd probably be out of the job. Yet, don't lose hope prematurely. There are still examples of couples out there who just needed some time apart to gain perspective on the relationship and learn how to make it work. However, if you find yourself locked in a cycle of breaking up and getting back together, aka being trapped in a toxic on-off relationship, where you're either in bliss or hell depending on the month, then you probably should end things for good. Number 2. You don't need your ex. Most people are terrified of letting their ex go, and so they cling on to them and try to get them back because they make them feel important and worthy and loved. This, unknowingly, makes them slaves to their exes. Much of our lives is guided by this sense of scarcity. We mistake the ex that provides or once provided for our emotional needs as the needs themselves. But the truth is, you don't really need your ex to appreciate, validate, and love you again. What you do need is to make yourself feel appreciated, validated, and loved. What you need is you. And there are a bazillion ways you can meet your own needs, and all that is required is an ability to do so and the courage to believe that it is possible. Number 3. You shouldn't get back with your ex. Reconciliation only works out and is beneficial for a small minority. Most people shouldn't get back with their ex, for the cons of doing so far outweigh the pros. First, the simple act of trying to get your ex back will imbue your life with unnecessary stress and only prolong your breakup recovery. Second, your motives for wanting your ex back likely boil down to fear of loss, sick beliefs that you can't find anyone better, or a feeling that you're not good enough to find anyone better. As you'd guess, these motives don't exactly make a sturdy foundation on which you'd rebuild your relationship. Third, most exes move on and cease to love you before dumping you. So chances are, your ex moved on already, making your attempts at getting them back nothing but wasted effort. And fourth, even if you do get your ex back, it's not like the problems you had in the past will suddenly disappear. Yes, people improve and do change for the better, but that implies only to a fraction of our population. For instance, if your ex kept cheating behind your back and lying about it, you'll probably experience more of the same after getting back together. And no, you can't make them change. Number 4. There is no right or best way to get your ex back. Some ways of getting an ex back are better and more effective than others. But ultimately, there is no right or best way. Even this guide doesn't paint my way as the right or best one. All it does is lay a path for getting an ex back that I believe in, and that gets, to my knowledge, the best results for my readers. But for the record, and I'm fully aware I sound pompous when I write this, when compared to every other get your ex back approach, system, guide, whatever, I believe mine is by far the healthiest, most ethical, and mature. But then again, who am I to say it will be a good fit for you? Number 5. Your ex is not special. Always think of getting your ex back as a win-win scenario. If they reach out and you get back together, great. try again. Hopefully, it works out this time. But if your ex never reaches out, nor gives you any indicator of interest, then also great. You're now open to meeting someone better in the future. And believe it or not, you can find that someone. Your ex is not special. And labeling them as such is an insult to literally millions of other people that you would find attractive and intelligent, and who, unlike your ex, are able and ready and willing to create a future with you. A future from which you'll be able to look back at this period and chuckle, knowing how everything you're feeling and thinking is so unimportant in the grand scheme of life. And finally, harsh truth number 6. The point of how to get your ex back advice is to stop. The purpose of how to get your ex back advice, even breakup advice as a whole, is to come to a point where you no longer need it. A point where you eventually leave it behind and move on to a new chapter of your life, with or without your ex. Yet, too often people can't do that. They look for answers they already have, intellectualize every move they make, and get addicted to these articles. The same goes for YouTube videos and podcasts about getting an ex back. And having greedy gurus preying on their vulnerabilities every step of the way makes everything worse. Let's face it already. Most people posing as breakup coaches in this space don't want what's best for you. They want your money. They want to exploit your ex addiction. They want to make you their bitch. So, I want you to promise me, for God's sake, please promise me, that after a month, or 3 at most, you opt out of breakup advice, stop reading my shit, stop watching my shit, stop reading and watching anything breakup related. That's all I ask. Opt out, no matter what. Your future self will thank you.